Unit 2, Lessons 7 and 8, Exercises 2B, 2C.
I think that the press was really sensational about your success. Young British theatre actress, previously unknown, suddenly finds herself in Hollywood, nominated for a Golden Globe. What's your attitude to this?
I'm still sitting here pinching myself, saying, what's going on?
I read that you didn't start acting till you were 22.
I think I give a different age in every interview. I think I left university when I was 21. I think it's because I'm so hopeless with dates. I can't quite remember when everything was. I left school, went to university, did my 3 years, got my degree. I applied to drama school and didn't get in. Went to London, did waitressing and secretarial stuff, and did some fringe theatre. I applied to drama school again, got in, and did a one-year course. I got my first professional job at the Royal Shakespeare Company in 1992. I just turned 30 a couple of days ago, so I can't work it out. I was 24 or 25 when I started acting professionally.
Had you been interested in acting before?
I did some at school and I really enjoyed it. And when I got to university, I did lots of plays and I thought somewhere secretly inside of me, I can do this. Although I didn't put much faith in it.
Faith in?
My ability to make it work. Well, once you've got the bit between your teeth, there's something quite stubborn about me, maybe.
How did you get the main part in the film? I read the casting agent spotted you and said to the director, I think you ought to look at this actress.
I don't know, actually. They were seeing loads of actresses, 30 or 40 of them, all kind of young things. Initially, the casting agent and I just had a chat about the project and about the nature of the piece. And she asked if I was interested in reading the script, and I said yes. And I went and read the script and went back and did a screen test for her in London, and they sent the tape to the director. I think he pretty much decided when he saw the tape that he wanted me to do it. But I went to meet him and did another test.
What is your sudden success and all this attention like for your family?
I think it's quite strange for them. They're terribly proud of me, and I think my mother is kind of orbiting Mars with excitement. But it's been going on since Cannes about a year ago, so they're getting used to it.
Were they supportive of you going into theatre?
They were. I learned later that when I said I was going to drama school and borrowed money from them to pay for it, they were very worried. But they never said anything to me. They were completely supportive when talking to me, which is brilliant. I can remember my mum saying that when I was in my first play at Stratford, a tiny part, they came up and saw it. And when the production transferred to London, my father said, well, we'd better go and see the play again, because you never know, we may never see Emily on the stage again.